Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is particularly good to have you in today because we begin a series on the goodness of God. Friends, God is good. In some Christian traditions, and those of you who belong to these traditions will know this, we have someone like a worship leader shout, "God is good," and we reply, "All the time." Then the worship leader says, "All the time," and we reply, "God is good." God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Well, that is very, very true. For the next several days, I want to unpack with you from the Bible how we know God is good. At the beginning, I think it wise to define what we mean by the word good. This is especially important since we are relating the word good to God. What does it mean that God is good? Answer: the goodness of God refers to the perfection of his nature. Arthur W. Pink writes, "There is such an absolute perfection in God's nature and being that nothing is wanting to it or defective in it, and nothing can be added to it to make it better." The goodness of God refers to the perfection of his nature. Close quote. Reflecting on who God is, Louis Burkhoff adds, "In our ascription of goodness to the fundamental idea that God is in every way all that he as God should be, he is absolute perfection and perfect bliss in himself." MacArthur and Mayhew add to the definition of good, "God's goodness is that perfect standard for God and his creatures. His goodness is that which is wholesome, conducive to well-being, virtuous, beneficial, and beautiful." Another trusted theologian, H.C. Leupold, says that God's goodness is his excellence. God is the very definition of excellence, which is manifest in his goodness. I like that. And we must also say that God is the highest good. In Latin, this reads summum bonum, the highest good. Even the ancient philosophers Aristotle and Plato acknowledged that God must be the highest good. Aristotle says God is the summum bonum. Plato called God the idea of the good. Even though we cannot say their philosophy and lives demonstrated belief by faith in the one true and everlasting God, still, they had the sense to know that for an ethical system to mean anything, for there to exist good and evil, there must be an absolute standard for goodness, and the standard is God. Most importantly, the scripture is full of texts that declare God is good. Not wanting to overwhelm you, at the beginning anyway, listen to what the psalmist says. In Psalm 25, verse 8, we read this, "Good and upright is the Lord." How wonderful that is. So simple, so profound. Good and upright is the Lord. And Psalm chapter 34 and verse 8 is invitational. "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." Those of us who love and serve God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, know this by our doctrine and by our experience. We are those who, by God's grace, have tasted him, have seen him, not with physical sight, but through the eyes of faith, and we have tasted and seen his goodness. Indeed, how blessed we are for taking refuge in him. Psalm 34, 8. It is my hope that during this series, you and I will join together in worship and praise for the living God who is good, that we will recount with one another how good God is to us. Let this Bible study prompt us to share with others God's goodness, say family members around the table before a meal or at bedtime with children and grandchildren, to share God's goodness with colleagues or friends who ask us how we're doing, to tell of the goodness of God to the countless numbers of people who interact with us on a daily basis. The Spirit of God will give us opportunities to testify of His goodness. Let's make the most of them. Ah, but someone says, you say God is good, but is God still good when I have to suffer like this? Or is God still good when there's so much evil in this country and this world? And maybe this is your objection. Perhaps you believe in the God of the Bible, but you have experienced a testing of your faith. For many years, you believed God was good to you, but now you question His goodness. You got used to receiving good things, but then along came that which was bad. This is very common, and it is common when we encounter suffering or disease or disaster or heartbreak to think that maybe the Lord is not so good after all. I'll tell you what, if you stay tuned, if you join us at this time on this radio station and or via the free God is podcast and the Lord willing, I promise to address these questions and objections. Is God still good amidst so much bad? We will get there. But first, I want to further establish within the Bible that God is good and God does good. In fact, God does good because He is good. To know the one true and everlasting God is to know His goodness. Again, we hear from the psalmist, this time in Psalm 119 and verse 68. Psalm 119, a joyfully long psalm. Verse 68 declares, referring to God, "You are good and do good." There you have it. The Bible says it, and we must believe it. All that emanates from God is good. Oh, God, You are good and do good. The Lord is the fountain of all goodness. He is bubbling over with the fresh, cool, clear, good water, and this goodness flows from Him to all His creatures all the time. In fact, the goodness of God is so common that we take it for granted. More on that later. To discuss this, let's break down His goodness as follows. And the goodness of God is first seen in His creation. We believe God is the Creator. Genesis 1 and 2 are held in very high regard here on this broadcast and podcast. We accept the text just as it is given to us because the Bible is inspired by the living God, who was the only one amongst us present at the creation. And the Lord graciously tells us exactly what He did and how He felt about it. Please listen as I read from the first book of the Bible, Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. If you want to access your own Bible to read along, this is easy and won't take you long to find. Genesis 1, beginning in verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. You heard the word good in verse 4. After God said, "Let there be light," instantaneously there was light. And we see again and again in this chapter, this is how God created. He speaks one simple word and the light appears. The Creator creates by His word. Then the Lord tells us what He thinks of this light. God saw that the light was good. Highlight that word good. This is the Hebrew word Tov. It means pleasant, agreeable, good. God Himself declares the light He has made to be good. This is his assessment of the light. The good God has made a good light. God is good. God does good. When we continue reading in Genesis 1, we find this same word good in verses 10, 12, 18, 21, 25, and 31. So 7 times in one chapter, God declares what he has made as good. Verse 10, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. Verse 12, the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind, and God saw that it was good. Genesis 1, verse 18, God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. Verse 21, God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, that which the waters swarmed after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind, and God saw that it was good. Verse 25, God made the beasts of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind, and God saw that it was good. And verse 31, God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. You see, God is good, and he does good. We see this first in his creation, Genesis 1. I'll say more about this. We are off to a good, pun intended, we're off to a good start. In Psalm chapter 52 and verse 1, we read, "The goodness of God endures continually." God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. More on his goodness next time right here on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.